Start Again, Not Over was founded by Dr. Leticia Jimenez, a leading local empowerment coach in Ventura County. Dr. Leticia Jimenez works with men and women who are struggling to remember their true authentic self and purpose. Divorce, career changes, loss of a loved one, a sudden illness, and other personal and professional challenges keep many of us from moving forward. Start again, not over. Revive your true authentic self and start living a life of meaning, happiness, and fulfillment. Visit startagainnotover.com and sign up to receive your free 30-minute coaching session with Dr. Leticia Jimenez. Join the Sano movement and start living the life you were meant to live.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Diana J. Anthony of Big Rich Realty and Bolt Equities Incorporated is a hardworking broker. With 23 years of experience in Ventura County, from Westlake to Carpinteria, experience isn't expensive, it's priceless. Diana started a real estate career in Hawaii and then in Malibu. Her specialties are educating buyers and sellers about the pitfalls in this ever-changing market. Additionally, she has extensive experience with short sale transactions, foreclosures, commercial and investment property. When you hire Diana, you will be gaining a friend for life with a heart of gold and a world of knowledge. Visit her website, dianajanthony.net, or call 805-340-6135. That's 805-340-6135. California BRE 01190308.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. Of course, I'm Kim. I'm here with John and Tom. And of course, our phone number here is 805-419-0008. We like to start our show with something uplifting. You get into the biggest fights with the people you care about the most, because those are the relationships worth fighting for.
Yep.
So, wow. Anyways, all right. I'm excited. We've got some great guests. We talked about them in our earlier show. And of course, our first guest is Daniel Schmuski. And he's going to be talking about how to instant pot. I just got one. I'm so excited to hear about this. And we're going to just lead right on in with him because I've only got him for a little bit of time. So Daniel, welcome and thank you so much for being here.
Hi, it's great to talk to you.
Hey, so how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good. I'm excited. I just got my Instapot. And of course, you know, Tom's got his for a while. He's been doing boiled eggs. And so so I'm excited to hear about this. Tell us a little bit about yourself and who you are.
Well, I'm a food writer who's written a couple cookbooks now. And I'm also someone who got an Instant Pot about 2 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And didn't know quite what to do with it. And so I thought, okay, this is a good topic for a book. I want to help people figure out how to make the most of their Instant Pot. And so that's why I wrote How to Instant Pot.
I love it. How many books do you have?
This is the third book. How to Instant Pot is the third book.
Okay. What's your other two about?
There's Will It Skillet for the cast iron skillet, and there's Will It Waffle for the waffle iron.
I love it. Hey. I love that, and I love my skillet, too. Okay, I just opened up your book, and I'm looking at creamy butternut squash. 25 minutes, right? And active time, 5 minutes. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, well, this is one of the highlights of the Instant Pot for me, which is that the pressure cooking function lets you do things that would ordinarily take a really long time on the stovetop or in the oven, But the pressure cooker means that you can do them really quickly. And so you, like you said, there's about 5 minutes for, you know, throwing the ingredients together, and then you set the cook time for, you know, maybe 20 minutes or so. But you can walk away while that happens. You don't need to stand over it if you don't want to. You can do other things.
I love it. Okay, so for somebody that's brand new, I haven't even opened mine in the box. I was waiting for our interview. No pressure or anything, right? But talk to us.
Exactly.
I see French onion soup, one of my favorites. How hard is that?
Well, it's not very difficult. And I think one of the things that I've tried really hard to do in How to Instant Pot is provide step-by-step instructions. So I'm not just throwing people to the wolves. You know, there's a panel of buttons on the Instant Pot, and when you first look at it, it could be a little intimidating.
Right.
But I take people through it step-by-step, and so there's it's all about demystifying the Instant Pot.
Is it hard to clean?
No, you have your husband do it.
And, You can throw most of the parts in the dishwasher, for one thing.
Oh, that's good. Okay.
And, you know, yeah, exactly.
Okay.
But no, it's not any trouble.
Okay. So what's your favorite recipe?
Well, I would probably put near the top of my list the beef barbacoa tacos, because what that lets you do is take a relatively inexpensive cut of beef on, like, some stew meat, and turn it into something that just is fork tender and really delicious. So you put this beef in the Instant Pot, and you spend 5 or 10 minutes with some other ingredients in there, and then you seal it all up and set the timer for around 30 minutes. And like I said before, you can walk away, and dinner's ready in, you know, 45 minutes, an hour, like that.
Hey, Daniel, this is John, and I'm looking, and the thing that jumped out at me is no stir risotto. That just seemed, I love risotto. I love to cook. I have a friend that loves, I'm going to buy one of these for my friend Jackie because she loves to cook too, but risotto has to be stirred.
Does it in this one?
I want to know how this works.
Well, this is the thing. So there's no stir risotto in there. That the cook time on that is, I think, 7 minutes. And there's no stir polenta too, which is typically something that you have to labor over a little bit. And you know, this is one of the charms of the Instant Pot, is that you're saving a lot of time over traditional methods of cooking.
I guess.
Crazy! I love this. So, I mean, you can only use it. I mean, you make it in the morning, lunch, and dinner, right? I mean, each thing is totally doable.
Yeah, I went out of my way to include recipes for breakfast, for lunch, and for dinner. So you can start off the morning with some oatmeal in the Instant Pot, let's say. And then if you want to make some hard-boiled eggs for lunch, you can do that. If it's about 5 minutes cooking time. And those peel beautifully. Those peel really well. And then, of course, there's plenty of stuff for dinner. And then the most important meal of the day, dessert.
Absolutely.
Of course, he's on my same.
Life is short.
Like that.
Eat
yeah.
dessert first.
There you go. I love it. So let me ask you, are these all your recipes?
Yeah, well, this is one of the fun things about writing the cookbook, was I was able to incorporate a lot of different flavors and a lot of different cuisines. So there's stuff that's Korean-inspired and Mexican-inspired, Italian food, all sorts of different things. And I'm kind of like a sponge for flavors. If I see something out there, I kind of file it away in my head. And so I incorporated a lot of different things in this book. And yeah, it was fun to do.
Very cool. Very cool. All right. So where do we get your book, Daniel?
So you can check with your local bookstore,
okay,
or you can go online to Amazon, or you can check out, I've got some sample recipes on my website, and my website is howtoinstantpot.com.
I love it. I love it. And you know what? Send me your other books, because I'd love to have you back on to talk about that.
Yeah, for sure. You can go to willitwaffle.com and take a look at those.
There you go.
Skeleton Waffle Day.
I know. He's like all about machine and cook. I love it. So, Daniel, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And please share our show with everyone. Thank you. All right, we're going to take a really quick break. No, maybe we're going to bounce over to our next guest. And again, we have, did we lose him? No, we're good. Hello?
Hi.
And can you pronounce your name so I don't mess it up for you?
Oh, no worries. It's Gayatri.
Gayatri Devi. Okay, welcome. Yeah. And thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Tell us a little bit about yourself and what we're going to be talking about.
So my name's Gayatri Devi. I'm a neurologist practicing in New York City.
Uh-huh.
And I've specialized in the area of Alzheimer's disease and memory disorders for about 23 years.
Wow.
And I have a new book that's come out 2 days ago called Spectrum of Hope.
Congratulations. Yeah. Thanks. Is this your first book?
No, it's my fourth book.
Oh, and so what are your other books about? I always like to kind of see where people go with their books, you know?
Oh, so my first book was about 18 years ago, and it's called Estrogen, Memory, and Menopause.
Mm.
My second book was about 15 years ago, and it was called What Your Doctor May Not Tell You About Alzheimer's Disease.
Okay.
The third book was about 5-6 years ago. It was called A Calm Brain, A Way to Relax in a High-Stress Life Without Medication.
Ooh, I like it.
And the fourth book is this one.
Was this one. Wow. Congratulations. Please send them to me. I would love to have you back on the show and talk about all the other ones too. I love I love what I do. So I'm always like going, ooh, great topic. It seems like Alzheimer's disease is really prevalent right now. So scary. And of course, other dementias. Why has it gotten so bad? Are we just more... up on it or knowledgeable about it?
Yeah, I think we are more aware of the diagnosis, so we're diagnosing people more often and more proactively. People are seeking a diagnosis more often rather than just saying, oh, yeah, it's okay to forget as we get older. So there is a bunch of different reasons why we're seeing more Alzheimer's, aside from which, of course, is that there are more and more people living into their 70s and 80s now that they're everywhere before.
Mm, wow. And so you actually tailor each treatment to individuals, right? Tell us about that.
So I feel that the brain is a far more complex organ than the heart or the kidneys or your stomach because it's so variable from person to person. And it doesn't just do one thing. The brain controls everything else and thinks and makes you who you are. So it's, I think, not in the service of the patient and not in service of good treatment if you just treat all patients with Alzheimer's the same way. Some people come to it with a really good memory. Some people, like myself, have always had horrible memories. And so if I'm going to forget a little bit more, that means that's had a very different connotation from someone else who has a superb memory and suddenly is beginning to forget. So you need to develop a tailored approach to each person based on what their strengths are, what their weaknesses are, how healthy they are overall, how good their cardiovascular system is, how engaged they are socially, and then get a baseline of their brain activity, what's called a neurocognitive evaluation, and then decide how to treat the person. So it has to be very individualized and very custom tailored to that person.
Can I ask you a question? Why did you write about this? You say that you have a really not a great memory, correct?
Yes.
So were you worried?
No. Memory's never been my forte, but that's all right.
Because I'm right there with you, but I used to go, oh gosh, and I remember my mom had a great memory, and she's like, you can't remember that? And I'm like, I can't remember that. I had meningitis, and I don't know, I feel like when you have things like that, it kind of takes a little bit of your memory away. At least it did for me.
Yeah, no, I think we all, do... Because I have so many patients with memory loss, And because I'm aware that people with memory loss can function fairly well, even if they have something like Alzheimer's or anything on the Alzheimer's spectrum, I'm not as concerned about, you know, if I have cognitive issues. And chances are, I mean, there's a 1 in 5 chance that I will have a cognitive impairment that's significant by the time I'm 65.
And was that 55 or 65?
65.
Okay. Okay. I'm just making sure. Like, yeah. Okay.
Dr. Devi, this is John. I saw something in here, these two words. It says the diet.
Yeah.
And it seems to me that diet is important in a lot of major type things.
I think it leads from everything,
yeah,
right? Yeah.
What would you suggest, or what, when you say diet, what is something you would use?
Oh, I believe very strongly that a good Mediterranean diet, or a diet that's, you know, like an Indian diet, which has a lot of curry in it, and is relatively low in saturated fat, you want to have a diet like that because, for example, the Indian diet, the curries have a lot of curcumin. Curcumin's found to be helpful for the brain. Mm-hmm. The Mediterranean diets are just good diets overall and very, very cardiovascularly friendly. So a good brain is very dependent on a good and healthy heart and cardiovascular system.
Do you talk about that in your book?
Yes, I do.
Okay, good. Okay.
Yeah, wow. And it says physical and mental exercises. I'm familiar. My parents had a good friend with this. And what are some of those?
So it really depends. I mean, basically, if you are somebody who has a desk job, say, interviewing people on radio or television.
Oh, thank you, Dr.
I'm out.
Take up something like golfing, or take up modeling with clay, or take up painting, some other activity that involves a different part of your brain. Whereas if you're somebody who has spent most of your day as an electrician or a carpenter working with your hands, then perhaps you may want to do more Sudoku and crossword puzzles. So you really want to try to tailor your brain exercises to those parts of the brain that are currently being underserved based on your overall occupation and what you most need.
So you kind of look at what you're doing the most and look to the opposite of that.
Yeah, because you want to use both
exactly.
sides of your brain,
yeah.
correct? Wow. Very interesting.
Yeah.
Wow. And so... You know, really quick, where do we get your book and learn more about you?
So my book is available currently on Amazon and at bookstores around the country.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called A Spectrum of Hope, an Optimistic and New Approach to Alzheimer's Disease and Other Dementias. And my website is nymemory.org.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much for this, some great knowledge here, and for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Kim and John.
You got it. Have a great day. All right, we are going to take a really quick break. And, of course, you want to mention a couple things right there?
Absolutely. This is the time of year where things are always going on. And the first thing I want to say is, remember tonight, the clocks go back.
Oh, that's
1 hour.
Right. Okay, I'm glad you reminded me. Yes.
So if you're in the bar at 2 in the morning, it's only one.
One more round, right?
That's it.
I like it.
And so coming today, there's two really nice things coming today. There's the 4th annual Bridging the Gaps of Hope Gala Masquerade Party.
Yep, I'm going
and that's,
there.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
The Center for Special Needs. And that is from 5 to 11 p.m. tonight at the Camarillo Airport. You can go to www.centerforspecialneeds.org and learn more. And also today, the 5th annual Ventura County Farm Day. And she was on a couple weeks
here.
Ago.
Yes, exactly, Mary.
It sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Go learn about farms and whatnot in Ventura County. Admission is free, and it's from 10 to 3 p.m., 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. today. And you can visit VenturaCountyFarmDay.com.
Perfect. Okay. And really quick, I know that we've got the Ventura Wine Walk coming up,
right?
Yeah,
the Winter Wine Walk, December 2nd, and that's from 4 to 7 in downtown Ventura, and that's wine without an H.
I love it. I love it. Well, we've got tickets for that, and I'd love to share those right now. So give us a call right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Yeah.
got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. Off from my city, off from my home. We're flying up no ceiling when we in our
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.
Everybody loves hot, fresh, and delicious kettle corn. One of Kim's favorites is California Kettle Corn, family owned and operated since the summer of 2007. Every golden kernel of this superior quality popping corn is American grown in the Midwest and hand popped with care in California. You can find this amazing kettle corn being freshly popped at fairs, farmers markets, local events, and at the Newberry Park Shop. Come try a truly unique kettle corn experience with high quality kernels. California Kettle Corn, hand popped and homemade. We love it and know you will too. Book your next event. Call 805-715-1500. That's 805-715-1500.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter. And that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair. And I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair. And she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And, of course, joining me right now is Jeannie Mai and Megan White. And we are going to be talking about, there's so many things these ladies are doing. And I'm really excited to kind of share a little bit about all of them, but they're going to be providing helpful tips for re-imaging life with relapsing multiple sclerosis. And let's welcome Jeannie Mai first. Let's start with you. And wow, you have so many things going on, and I'm so excited to hear a little bit about you and then, of course, what we're talking about.
Yeah, well, I'm so excited to be here. Thank you for taking the time. Reimagine Myself is a community. It's like a party online with all the people that you would want to talk to, spend time with, and just be able to connect. It's all about people who are living with RMS, relapsing multiple sclerosis, or people who understand what it's like or want to know more about it or want to just learn how to live and connect more with people who are affected by it. I have an aunt who I was very close to, and she was diagnosed years ago, and it was such a journey. Our family spent thousands of dollars going through therapy, hundreds of hours trying to understand more of what it was like, and it took a lot of time for me to get to a relationship now with my Aunt Lynn where I've been able to connect with her and help her manage every day differently, because RMS affects everybody differently, and every day you don't know what's going to come up. You don't know what are the symptoms and what are the effects that are going to take you through, you know, your ups and downs. So being able to just navigate through her common problems allowed me to offer her tips and tricks that now you have directly on the website, so that you don't have to spend the hours and the dollars to be able to see what you should do differently if you have RMS or know somebody with it. So Reimagine Myself is a great website with practical tips for everybody.
Yeah. You know what? I always wonder why different people stand behind different, organizations or different, movements, because it's really of their journey. And I love that. And, it's interesting. I just had a listener call in and say, is there anything that you know about it? MS. And I always say somebody else's journey can help you through your journey. And they're already there. They might have already experienced stuff. So I love that they can go right on here and talk about that. Megan White, welcome, and thank you so much for being here, too. Tell us a little bit about yourself. And, of course, you are actually going through this yourself, correct?
I am. You know, MS is a disease that looks different for everyone, and the symptoms vary from person to person. And, quite frankly, day to day, it's a chronic illness, and it's so unpredictable. And for me to be able to have a great relationship with my doctor to keep learning more about it is just phenomenal. But, yeah, we all have something, but I'm choosing to live life, finding the cans, and that life's not over. It's just different.
I love that. Sounds like you are definitely not a victim, right? I mean, that's what life is all about. We all have things that happen to us. It's how we live it and how we walk through it.
Right. What doesn't kill us makes us stronger.
Yeah, this is true. I say that all the time. I love it. Anybody that's just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way, we're so grateful that you are here listening to our show and tuning in. And, of course, we're talking with Jeannie Mai. And Jeannie Mai, let's just talk a little bit about you. I know that we're here for something else. You are a fashion expert, co-host of The Real, and you're always, you know, I love one of the terms that you coined is wear-a-pee. You know, it's interesting. I do hair. I'm a hair therapist. And so, you know, you look good, you feel good, you do good. Well, that's really what you're saying here, isn't it?
Exactly. It's not just about what you're feeling on the inside. It's actually everything on what you can do on the outside to affect that. So wear-a-pee is my belief that anything you put on from the outside affects the inside. So even if it's,
so agree with that. You know, it's interesting.
Yeah.
It's funny because I said that to my husband. I'm like, honey, don't you feel so much better? Look at, you know, I bought him a shirt or something. He's like, no, I feel the same way. I'm like, oh my gosh, could you not, you know, I don't know. Is that a women thing have you discussed it with a lot of people?
Yeah, it's an emotional thing, which everybody, men or women, you know, you're absolutely right about that. Even men, some men really look forward to getting that haircut or getting a new blazer, or some men pretend they don't care about style, but they really don't realize what it can do once they kind of step into a whole new look for themselves. So for my Aunt Lynn, you know, doing something as basic as incorporating bright colors into her wardrobe changed her. When she's feeling down unmotivated, she knows now to put on something bright yellow, because yellow is holistically a very healing color. It exuberates an energy, and when you wear yellow into a room, not only do you experience a different reaction from people when they're like, oh, hi, good morning, it's a different reaction than wearing black or gray, and then you inherently feel good if you didn't already from looking in the mirror when you put it on.
I love that. I so believe with that. You look good, you feel good, you do good. And colors just brighten you up, even though black is one of my staple colors. But you add a little pop in there and, you know, you feel great. Now, Megan, back with you. Are you taking some of these great tips? Because it sounds like you've got this amazing, amazing attitude.
Well, yes, wear-a-pee is such a true thing. I am fortunate. I have three daughters, and they actually help me pick out my stuff and help me get dressed and whatnot and help me put my makeup on, because sometimes my hands don't work and I can't put my eyeliner on and I look like Tammy Faye Baker when I'm done. And so they can come in and correct things. So, yeah. And I choose to wear things like my tennis shoes.
Oh, yeah, there you go. But you know what? There's so many great, easy tips now of, like, slide-in tennis shoes, or, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
This world has made it so easy to make exceptions for people. One of my close friends has MS, and I just, you know, there's times that she's like, could you help me down the step, you know? But, you know, we all have something, and so I'm really excited to be sharing this with our listeners. Now, let me ask you a question. What about helpful styling tips for living with MS?
Sure. Well,
who wants to talk to Jeannie?
One of my easy things is my aunt always struggled with necklaces and clasps. And she just, you know, would, forget it. I don't even want to go anymore after she couldn't put on an earring. And I get it. So we got rid of earrings. We got rid of those, you know, necklaces with those clasps. And we started to pick up bohemian, like, bangles and long layered necklaces, which give her a really, like, 1970s feel, which is her favorite era of fashion. And now she just knots them. She puts them together. She layers them up. And she's got a whole new unique style. And I actually borrow some of her stuff, too. And that's one of the tips on Reimagine Myself.
Oh, that's great. That's great. And Megan, how has you actually are going through a relapse, right?
Well, I just got done with one. See, I'm a slave to the cold and humidity. And so, yeah, I just got out of a wheelchair. Mm-hmm. But you know what? I love the fact that it's just a different perspective. I'm still the same me. I'm just shorter. So I don't want to discount that it was a relapse. But yet I chose to find the can and the positive and the giggles in everything I do.
I love that. What an inspiration you are for your children and for anyone that's listening right now. Can I ask you, where can my listeners find out more about all this? So inspirational. And that's what my show is all about, is it's really just following somebody's journey so that you can, you know, really help the next person that's, you know, in line, and you turn around and you help them. And so if you're going through something, which that's what you're doing right here, where would we find out more information about all of this?
You've got to head straight to reimaginemyself.com. Yeah, I feel like we can say it like in unison. 1, 2, 3. Right?
Reimaginemyself.com.
I love it. You guys are in sync. Okay, I love it. Thank you so much for being a guest here. I look forward to talking with you again. And thank you for what you're doing. It's just a great message for people. Never, never, never give up. And that's what life's about. We all have things that were dealt, you know, dealt in our cards, in our life. And, you know, what you started with, what doesn't kill us makes us stronger. So, again, thank you so much. And Jeannie Mai and Megan White, thank you for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Please share our show.
Thank you. Kim.
All right. Thank you so much. And we're going to take a really quick break. And, of course, I'd love to give something away. We've got Rubicon tickets. And, of course, that's all about taking sides. We just had them on our earlier show. And that is another great show. And, of course, that's going all the way to November 12th. We've got a pair of tickets. Call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Our next guest is going to be Yvonne Ortega. And, of course, moving from broken to beautiful through grief. I know, John, you want to talk about one more event that's coming up. I can't wait. It's one of my favorites, too.
Big Brothers Big Sisters of Ventura County are having their Bags, Bling, and Bubbly Champagne Luncheon. And that sounds like a lot of fun. Yeah. Are you going to that?
Yes, I am.
Of course you are.
Of course I am, yeah.
What got you in, the Bags, the Bling, or the Bubbly?
All of them, you know. I tell you. No, it's a really great thing. And, of course, they do such a good thing, yeah. Big Brothers and Big Sisters.
At Las Posas Country Club.
There you
Monday, November 6th.
All right. Hope I see lots of my listeners there. And all right, we're going to take a really quick break. We will be right back. Stay with us. And of course, we want to hear from you.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good.
Diana J. Anthony of Big Rich Realty and Bolt Equities Incorporated is a hardworking broker with 23 years of experience in Ventura County from Westlake to Carpinteria. Experience isn't expensive, it's priceless. Diana started a real estate career in Hawaii and then in Malibu. Her specialties are educating buyers and sellers about the pitfalls in this ever-changing market. Additionally, she has extensive experience with short sale transactions, foreclosures, commercial, and investment property. When you hire Diana, you will be gaining a friend for life with a heart of gold and a world of knowledge. Visit her website, dianajanthony.net, or call 805-340-6135. That's 805-340-6135. California BRE 01190308.
Start Again, Not Over was founded by Dr. Leticia Jimenez, a leading local empowerment coach in Ventura County. Dr. Leticia Jimenez works with men and women who are struggling to remember their true authentic self and purpose. Divorce, career changes, loss of a loved one, a sudden illness, and other personal and professional challenges keep many of us from moving forward. Start Again, Not Over
Revive your true authentic self and start living a life of meaning, happiness, and fulfillment. Visit startagainnotover.com and sign up to receive your free 30-minute coaching session with Dr. Leticia Jimenez. Join the Sano movement and start living the life you were meant to live.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I do want to remind you that we are here every Saturday from 6 to 8, and we want to hear your stories. We want to hear you. We want to know you, and we want you to be a part of our show. And, of course, that phone number here is 805-419-0008. Our next guest is Yvonne Ortega. And, of course, we're going to be talking about her book, Moving from Broken to Beautiful Through Grief. Yvonne, are you there?
Yes, I am, Kim.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Very good. Thank you. For my listeners that might not know you, tell us a little bit about your background and your own journey that has led you to this topic on grieving and the process of it.
In short, I am well acquainted with grief.
Okay.
8 years ago, I lost two aunts, my mother, and my only child within 7 months.
Wow, I'm so sorry for that.
Thank you.
Yeah. And were they all together, or is it separate, or how did that?
It was one incident after another. First one of my aunts, and then my mother. And the following week, another aunt. And then a little later, Mama died before Mother's Day. And my son, my only child, died 3 days after Mother's Day.
Dear gosh. Were they accidents? How does that work? How does life happen like that, you know?
I wish I knew the answer to that. But I know one thing, that we all come with an expiration date.
Yeah. You know, my grandmother used to say that we all know our birthdays, we just don't know our death days. And we were just talking about this, John and I, where, you know what, every day we only know today, right this minute. We don't know, okay, at 5 o'clock I'm going to have, you know, we don't know that, do we?
No. What... This is such, when you have something happen that close together, how does it work? Because there's stages of grief, I know that, but if you're in one and now you have another one, how do you juggle all those?
That's a great question.
You know, it wasn't easy, that's all I can say. And it really was a process, and it seemed like I would get through sadness, and then another wave of it would come over me. I would go through regret and think, okay, I am done with that. And then something else would happen. Another memory would be triggered, and I would be back there again. But I knew that God is faithful, that He does not change, and that the God who brought me through breast cancer, who brought me through a divorce and single parenting and 4 car accidents in 7 years, that God would get me through grief.
Wow. And Yvonne, this isn't your first book, is it?
No, this is actually number 4 in the series, Moving from Broken to Beautiful.
Wow. Okay. What made you, obviously, what you're going through, but how did you have, you know, enough to pull it together to write a book in such a hard time of your life?
Well, it was 7 years after the fact that I started writing. And several times I had said, you know, Lord, I don't want any of these losses to be in vain. Use them for good in my life and in the lives of others. Let them be to your honor and glory and for furthering your kingdom. And periodically, I would sit down and think, I might be ready, and I would start to write, and it would not be the time. And actually, in December, a little over a year and a half ago, I woke up one morning. Really, the Lord woke me up and said, it is time. Start today. With my grace, you can do it.
Hmm.
Wow.
Wow.
And I went nonstop. I was so excited. I said, God heard my prayers.
Mm-hmm. You know, now from your own experience, what's the best or the worst kind of help to give someone that is grieving?
The best kind I call my comforting angel. And these are the people who come, they listen to you without judging you or criticizing you. They don't try and jam scripture down your throat. They don't try and rush you. They're very good. They're tender. They're compassionate. They might hold your hand and squeeze it. They might pat you on the back. They might call you and say, I would like to bring a meal to your house. What foods do you like or dislike? What foods are you allergic to?
So and just positive help.
Right. And the ones that literally had me doubled over in more pain were the ones that I call wound salter.
Mm. Oh. Wow.
It's not good.
Yeah.
Not good.
Did you
right.
say
they want
wound salters? Is that what you
wound.
Said? Yeah, wound salters.
Salter.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, they come over, and I'm going to give you examples from my own life. These are all true from Christians in my community. One of them called and said, how are you doing? And now this is right after my son had passed away. And I said, every time I look at his pictures, I cry. And she said, just put the pictures away.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, salt.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, wait a minute. Even if I put the pictures away,
I'm still
I can't erase what just happened.
Mm-hmm.
I'm grieving.
Right, right.
And she was, she's a mother.
Right.
Yeah. And another Christian woman came over, married, a mother of several children, and said, we all suffer little losses.
Mm, these are big losses, yeah. You know, does grieving ever stop for you?
It abates. In other words, it's not as intense as it was the day I received the news
mm-hmm.
or the day that I went to the viewing or the celebration of life service. But it's always there.
Yeah, for me too. You know, it's interesting. I just took a couple days away. And when I came back, I was like, I just want to see my mom. And my husband looked at me like almost like, what do you mean? And I go, I just miss her so much right now. You know, and it's weird. So it comes in waves and then kind of fizzles back out again. And then it comes in waves. And is that how it works for you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And even now, the other day I was working on some project and I thought, oh, Mama would be such a help and she would be so excited about this. And it was as if I saw her before me,
mm-hmm.
and I reached out. I knew she wasn't there,
right.
but her presence was so strong at that moment.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you believe in that, that they come back to us, that their soul is still here?
What I believe is that when we need comfort, God sends it. For example, after my son passed away, and I really grieved, I said, God, if I just knew that he was happy and with you, I believe that he is, but I would so like confirmation, forgive me for wanting a sign. And I went to sleep. And around 2 a.m., I woke up. And it was as if my son were there at the foot of the bed. And he said, Mama, don't worry about me. I'm fine.
Wow.
And then he was gone.
Yep. Yeah, I lost a daughter, and I had that same confirmation. And mm-hmm. she said, you know, came to me too and said, you know, I'm whole. So, yeah, and yet I haven't seen my mom or heard from her, felt
She's
that,
busy.
You know. I'm sure she is. She was always, you know, lots of people around. Yvonne, will you stay on with us? We need to take a really quick break, but I'd love to come back and kind of talk about this a little bit further. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, and I'd love to give something away. We have some tickets. Let's see. How about Pete's Breakfast House? If you haven't already eaten there, we've got a couple of gift certificates that I'd love to share with my listeners. And you could give us a call right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
It's a beautiful morning.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair. And I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair. And she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Diana J. Anthony of Big Rich Realty and Bolt Equities Incorporated is a hardworking broker with 23 years of experience in Ventura County, from Westlake to Carpinteria. Experience isn't expensive, it's priceless. Diana started her real estate career in Hawaii and then in Malibu. Her specialties are educating buyers and sellers about the pitfalls in this ever-changing market. Additionally, she has extensive experience with short sale transactions, foreclosures, commercial, and investment property. When you hire Diana, you will be gaining a friend for life with a heart of gold and a world of knowledge. Visit her website, dianajanthony.net, or call 805-340-6135. That's 805-340-6135. California BRE 01190308.
Now back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And I didn't really mention this on our show, but of course, you know, all of our Dodger fans out there, and of course, our Astro fans, they did a great job, great games. And I was really, it kept me by my toes and just sitting there watching that. I love it. I love baseball to begin with. Mm-hmm. Do you?
Yeah. I mean, my team was terrible this year, but I appreciate good games.
Yeah.
And those people, for what they paid for tickets, I think they hopefully they got their money's worth.
Yeah, well, they had 7 good games there, except for the last one. It was a little dreary, right?
Well, but, Houston needed some love.
I know. They really did for everything that they went through. So anyways, all right, we are talking with Yvonne Ortega, and we're talking about one of her books, Moving from Broken to Beautiful Through Grief. And Yvonne, you know, we were talking about kind of your journey. How has that changed your life?
You know, I used to think if I can survive whatever it is and thrive after that, I'm good to go.
Mm-hmm.
But going through grief as intensely as I did, and after breast cancer and all the other things that had happened, totally changed my life. And I realized that I wanted to leave a legacy, not to glorify me, but to glorify the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And so that became the vision, clear as could be. And that's when I left, 6 months after my son passed away, I left my full-time counseling job to become the full-time speaker, author, coach,
I mean,
trainer.
You have to have an incredible presentation, because people that speak that have been through something, it's just, you can tell. I mean, it's just totally different than somebody telling you how it is, but they haven't experienced it.
Yeah, and, well, you're firsthand on, you know, unfortunately, the experience. But, you know, it's interesting to me, you know, do you ever feel like you don't have as much family around? You know, it's a weird feeling, like, especially, you know, through the holidays coming up. Mm-hmm. What's your thought on that?
That is a difficult time, I say. Anniversaries,
mm-hmm.
birthdays, Thanksgiving, Christmas, Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm.
They're very difficult times, and so I try to plan something special.
Right.
Now, I don't like being at church on Mother's Day because
you know what? That's really interesting. You know what? I was talking to another interview that I was doing, and a guest, and they were talking about, we plan for our activities. We can plan for, so we're not sad, mm-hmm. that we're not, you know, and we have other things to, we have to plan it so that we don't, you know, go through those traumas alone or in
exactly.
a, you know, put ourselves in those places.
Like, for me, at Christmas time, if I can go out and see the light,
mm-hmm.
and there are so many places all over Virginia that have thousands of lights, do the light. And I used to do Christmas cookies with my son using the nativity scene cookie
right,
cutters.
Right, yep.
And we would eat them. Well, now, and this took several years after his passing, that I could bake those cookies again.
Yeah.
I do it with the neighbor's daughter and granddaughter, and we put them on a plate and wrap them up and take them to different neighbors
nice.
That are alone.
It sounds like you're giving back, you know, and I think that's, you know, I have, my mom made this amazing wine cake, and it took me, it's taken me so long, and I finally made one, and my husband was like, oh my God, this is exactly like your mom's.
Perfect.
I, you know, you do things like that, you know, or my mom and my grandmother crocheted all of these scarves. And when I was going through her house, I thought, what am I going to do with all these scarves? I'm going to donate them to some older, you know, women and just share them, share my mom's love and her legacy of all the beautiful things that she spread around, you know. Through her.
Oh, that's wonderful. I love that. And
yeah.
I'm glad you're doing
Thank
that.
You. Thank you. So to wrap this up, and I so appreciate you being a guest here and sharing your story and your journey, what are we going to find in your book?
Comfort.
Okay.
Peace. And purpose in the new normal.
Mm. Okay.
We'll find God's strength.
Okay.
And his grace to move forward. And even though we may waver at times in our faith, I call that chapter fading faith,
mm-hmm.
our faith can come back stronger than it was before.
I love it. Now, you also have a place here to write in like your journals and stuff like that. Talk to us a little, explain that.
I wanted this book to be an interactive book, so it isn't me preaching to them or trying to rush them into a process that cannot be rushed.
Mm-hmm.
And it's simply taking a look back at the story that I've given about my life or someone else's.
Mm-hmm.
It's using the scriptures, the readings, the music, and saying, all right, how does this apply to me?
How can
I gather the strength, the hope, the peace, the comfort that I need to get through the next 24 hours.
Yvonne, this is John, and I have a question for you. I know that this is one of my pet peeves, and it's people that decide how we're going to grieve. And I've always you know, I mean, obviously, if somebody's doing something life-threatening, it's probably worth talking to them about. But how do you feel about that? Where everyone does it differently, and who am I to go in and say, well, you know, you should be over this by now?
You know, I don't listen to those people, and they mean well, but they are a wound salter.
Okay, I thought that's the column they were going to.
Okay, well, I so appreciate. Where can we find your book, Yvonne?
You can find it in your local bookstore, or you can go to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million. They can go to my website, YvonneOrtega.com. On the writing page where the book is, click on it, and it will take the person right to Amazon.
I love it. Again, please share our show with everyone, and I thank you so much for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show, and I'm so sorry for your losses.
Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you for having me, and I'm sorry for your losses.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Thank you, and you too. All right, we are at the end of our show, and of course, I want to thank everyone for being here, all of our great guests, and just, you know, I want to reach out to everybody to have a great weekend, go do something great for yourself and someone else, and of course, I end all of our shows with a moment of happiness. Anyone can make you happy by doing something special, but only someone special can make you happy without doing anything.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I know. So anyways, with that, you've been listening to the Kim Pagano Show, the Brighter Side of Life, and I'll talk to you next week.